Walmart wants to sell more, well, booze, and they think they found a way to make it happen. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 19th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. New retirement options are on the horizon. Be prepared. It looks like the price of beef may be going up. Starbucks and sick leave. Speaking of sick, another Obamacare ruling today may impact the 2020 race for president. Those stories and more, plus our small business spotlight shines on the RI restaurant new to the Des Moines Metro. You'll meet Kathleen McGuire, one half of the couple behind this very cool destination restaurant. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. Just follow us at Business News. Pretty simple, right? Well, Walmart is on a mission to sell more booze. Actually, not just any alcohol, but the higher-end stuff. Walmart says they're just following what consumers are demanding. The company said it's seen a significant shift in what people are asking for, and that is trending to more premium brands. In one recent experiment, Walmart bought a single barrel of Buffalo Trace bourbon for one of its stores. The store sold out of bottles from the barrel in 6 days. Now, it seems that bourbon that's bottled from a single barrel is considered more premium than bourbon that's mixed together from multiple barrels, hence premium, right? The company has also been working to add more craft beers to its stores, in part through meetings with local and national craft suppliers and brewers. Walmart says there is another trend, and that is toward high-quality tequila. And on that trend, they say, it is happening nationwide. With the U.S. population aging and employers shifting responsibility for retirement saving to individuals, lawmakers have grown concerned that a significant portion of Americans are at risk of outliving their money. Add to that the fact that an estimated 30% of private sector employees work for employers who don't currently offer a way to save for the future. To answer that issue, the massive spending package passed by the Senate today includes a provision which encourages 401k plans to replicate a feature of old-fashioned pensions by offering products with guaranteed income payments. The law makes it easier for employers to offer annuities in 401k-type retirement plans. It protects employers that follow certain procedures from being sued if they select an insurance company to make annuity payments and that insurer later fails to pay claims. While the insurance industry lobbied hard for the change, the provision has attracted criticism from consumer advocates. The law paves the way for the growing number of Americans staying on the job well into their 70s and beyond to continue saving in individual retirement accounts. Starting January 1st, it removes the age cap for making contributions to traditional IRAs, currently 70 and one-half years for individuals with wage income. Speaking of working longer, a couple of restaurant chains, Chipotle and Shake Shack, are steeling themselves for higher beef prices. So if the beef goes up, you may have to work longer to be able to afford it. Beef inflation may become a deal due to the outbreak of African swine fever that has obliterated pig herds in Asia, prompting a surge in demand for all proteins. According to industry analysts, the price of beef trimmings, that's a key cost for hamburger chains, is expected to rise almost 15% next year as supply fails to match demand. Chipotle imports a lot of its beef from Australia, where China is now looking to buy more protein following the impact of the swine fever that's roiled global meat markets. So stay tuned. Maybe more chicken in your diet, right? Today, Starbucks agreed to pay restitution and accept greater oversight to settle a multi-year probe finding that it had illegally required New York City employees to find substitutes when they needed to use sick leave. The settlement with Starbucks, which, by the way, has already changed its sick leave policy, was announced by officials with the city of New York, including Mayor Bill de Blasio. It requires the Seattle-based coffee chain to pay $176,000 in restitution to employees, a sum that could grow, and prominently post educational posters about the city's sick leave law in all city stores. Starbucks must also clearly explain its sick leave policy to its more than 8,000 New York City employees and detail its compliance within 6 months to regulators. The settlement runs 3 years and could be extended if Starbucks violates it. Officials said Starbucks violated New York City's Earned Safe and Sick Time Act from April of 2014 to February of 2016 by requiring employees to find replacements before using sick leave or else face possible discipline, including termination. In January of this year, Starbucks adopted a nationwide policy granting employees 1 hour of sick leave for every 30 hours worked. That equates to roughly 7 or maybe even 8 days a year for a full-time employee. While the eyes of the nation were on the historic House vote to impeach President Donald Trump, a court ruling to leave the fate of Obamacare up in the air might be a bigger risk to his 2020 re-election hopes. The ruling in a lawsuit led by Republican states and backed by Trump rendered Obamacare's individual mandate to buy insurance unconstitutional, but punted on whether that meant the rest of the law must also be invalidated. That issue was sent back to the lower court judge to determine which all but ensures the issue will not be resolved by the election. Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination have made health care a central issue, debating over how far-reaching government involvement should be. But the ruling highlights one issue they are united on, that the Affordable Care Act's protections should not be undone. A decision to eliminate Obamacare would have forced cataclysmic changes to the health care system, wiping away billions of dollars in assistance and consumer protections. Impeachment? What impeachment? Investors looked beyond the impeachment of President Trump and partied like it was 1999, so to speak. The Dow closed 137 points higher at 28,376, while the S&P 500 gained 0.4 to break above 3,200 for the first time. The NASDAQ added nearly 0.7 to end the day at 88.87. Wall Street is largely shrugged off impeachment news, as the chances of a trial conviction in the Senate are low. Because of this, the market's performance during Trump's impeachment process is tracking that of the time when former President Bill Clinton was impeached. On the economic front, weekly jobless claims fell to 234,000 from 252,000 the week before. Well, today, Iowa auditor Rob Sand announced that a former employee of Metro Waste Authority made more than $1.7 million in improper disbursements. The investigation spanned the years 2011 to 2017. The investigation, which also was conducted by the FBI, discovered payments to Britted Enterprises owned by Jeff Dworck, who was, at the time of the payments, the director of operations at the Metro Waste Authority. Sand, in a press conference, said this was one of the biggest cases his division has ever worked on. And finally, there is this. Uber has agreed to pay a total of $4.4 million to settle claims of gender discrimination brought by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. An investigation into the ride-hailing company found that it permitted a culture of sexual harassment and retaliation against individuals. Uber came under fire back in 2017 for its workplace culture in the wake of Susan Fowler's viral blog post describing her experiences of discrimination. As part of the settlement, the company will also strengthen its business culture against such misconduct. Coming up, a conversation with Kathleen McGuire, part of the husband and wife team that recently opened RI Restaurant, a cozy and comfortable eatery located in the center of the Des Moines Metro in Windsor Heights. RI Restaurant in our Small Business Spotlight.